proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our look at the kings of Judah by examining the life of King Hezekiah. As a successor of Ahaz, Hezekiah, quote, did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done, unquote. Hezekiah, along with Josiah, might have served as the godliest king that the kingdom of Judah ever experienced. Hezekiah instituted a number of religious reforms. At the beginning of his reign, he delegated to the Levites the task of cleansing the temple, an assignment which took them more than 2 weeks to complete. According to the author of 2 Chronicles 29, Hezekiah told the Levites that, quote, now it is in mine heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us, unquote. After reminding the Levites of their obligations, the king encouraged them to reinstate the offering of sacrifices and the burning of incense in the temple, practices which his father Ahaz had discontinued. Afterwards, Hezekiah gathered the rulers of Judah. He led them to the temple where they presented God a sin offering on behalf of the temple and for the nation of Judah. While this event took place, the king, quote, set Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with psalteries, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, and of Gad the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet. For so was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets, unquote. Hezekiah's reign also saw one of the greatest spiritual awakenings that the Jewish people ever had experienced. He sent notices throughout the kingdom of Judah, inducing people to come to Jerusalem and to celebrate the Passover feast. His invitation also extended to those Jews who remained in the then Assyrian-occupied territories of the kingdom of Israel. In his letter, Hezekiah warned its intended recipients against emulating the hard-heartedness demonstrated by their ancestors. He promised that, quote, if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you, if ye return unto him. Unquote. Hezekiah's message received a mixed reception amongst those who saw it. Most of those Jews ridiculed the announcement. Nevertheless, some of them, quote, humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem, unquote. This commemoration of the Passover feast occurred in the second month of the Jewish religious calendar. Now, according to the book of Exodus, this was to be celebrated in the first month. Why the change? The priests in Hezekiah's time needed additional time to purify themselves ritually. As the writer of 2 Chronicles chapter 30 remarked, quote, the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord, unquote. This occasion marked one of the most extensive national celebrations of the Passover feast since the days of Solomon before the kingdom was divided. Hezekiah conducted his life in a godly manner. However, he still had challenges to face. These challenges functioned as tests designed to test Hezekiah's faith and to see if Hezekiah would turn to God for relief or if he, like his father Ahaz, would turn to some foreign pagan power. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.